the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This woman you may know from 90 Day Fiancé. I didn't watch that show. It was off and on in my house, but I didn't watch that show, so I don't really know anyone but No Neck Ed.
Yeah, I only know people we've seen on this show.
I've seen clips, but he's the
Ed is the famous one.
Yeah.
But I've seen
pretty famous.
Tons of this show.
This woman graduated from 90 Day Fiancé to now selling farts in a jar to make money.
Yeah. And boy, is she.
Yeah.
Yeah, she makes quite a bit.
Yeah.
Hey guys, today I'm going to be showing you a day in the life of a girl who sells her farts in a jar. So I like to get things rolling with some beans, a protein muffin, sometimes even a yogurt, less sugar is better, some hard-boiled eggs, and today I decided I was going to make myself a protein shake with some yogurt added to it, and oh, I was feeling it for sure. While I wait for those farts to develop, I like to read. I'm very smart, love to read. And then after I'm ready to go, I go ahead and, you know, do my work, do my job. I don't need to show you that, guys, but I like to add in little flower petals. I feel like they attach the scent and make it last longer. And when I'm finally finished with my jar, I like to leave a personalized note. I want to thank you so much to the 97 people who've already purchased their jar of farts.
97 people have bought a fart from her. That is, okay. I can't believe these are words I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately what they bought is a nice little glass jar with a petal in it.
I mean, that's a hilarious gift, though. If I could buy a jar of farts for each one of my brothers for Christmas, because we don't really do gifts anymore.
Yeah, you can.
I would do that, but I could also just fart in a jar.
I'll tell you,
and give it to them.
But if it's weird coming from you, I'd be happy to fart in a jar, and you could give it to your brothers.
Thank you so much, Hot Wings.
Yeah, you got
the things we do for each other.
Yeah. I don't mind.
I had a push pin, or like a stick pin for my hat when I was a kid that said conserve energy, fart in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the peak of clever.
Well, turns out it was just a valid advice.
Yes,
it was.
There's more to this.
And as you know, they're on sale right now, 50% off with $1,000. So go to my importers and check.
$1,000, and that's 50% off.
Yeah,
yeah. This
and she's
is for
sold
kinky,
97
kinky
of them.
Yes. Oh my God!
No, I think it's 50% off of $1,000.
Yes.
So I think
so
they
500.
So she sold 97 of them. For $500.
Oh my God. Well, right now it's 50% off, but if they're typically $1,000 per fart.
In this next
jar.
Part, she tells you how much she has made recently.
I made $45,000 in 1 week selling my jars of farts. And ever since my last TikTok went viral, I've been getting a lot of questions such as, how long do the farts last? Did I really fart 97 times in 2 days?
Yeah,
I know you're talking to me about
really
farts and your jars, but I'm just looking at them and thinking, wow, I will never know what it's like to put on a top and look like that. It's amazing.
Who buys my farts and why? And what are some of my tips and tricks? So the first question I get asked a lot is, how long do the farts last? And the smell is most prominent for the first 2 days, but as I like to say, one whiff makes memories that last a lifetime. Now,
I don't know why, but it grosses me out knowing that they're actually being opened and smelled because I just figured whoever would buy it would save it forever. You wouldn't even you wouldn't want to open it like a Star Wars toy in 1977.
I would argue there's no logical next step for the person who buys a fart in a jar.
No, you can't
make the case that they shouldn't open it or should open it and smell it. Everything they do is illogical at that point.
It's really magical thing to be a pretty person.
It is.
Because nobody's spending $1,000 or $500
to
get
farts
from an ugly
person. Howing said, it must be magical to be a pretty person. And Kelly said, it is.
But I'm also staring right at the screen because she's in a really beautiful position right now, too. But she's also not using the best jars. Let's be honest about this.
They're not sealed.
They're not sealed.
No, those cork. She's using cork tops.
Yeah. Right.
And then those porous cork tops. It's not even like a good...
You can buy mason
solid.
Jars with the tops on them that are impossible.
Get that sealer.
Yes.
She needs an old Aunt Mabel to teach her how to can.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot to that. You have to, like, boil. I once looked into canning. I know why, but...
It's a lot of work.
You have it is. To, it's
a
pain in the ass.
Boil the jars and do things properly. Nah.
No, it's a really idiotic pioneer way to do things.
For $1,000, you know what? For $1,000... I will drive anywhere within 50 miles, and I'll just bring the tap to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have as much as you want, long as I can do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Will you eat corn nuts on the way?
Yeah. I mean,
seem like they'd be a producer.
I don't know. I know they're a producer of hurt teeth in my past. But
yeah. Nothing beans and dairy won't take care of.
Yeah. I should have been selling my farts last night.
Yeah.
Now, why do people buy my farts in a jar? I honestly think it's because...
You're pretty.
I have a really good personality. And also because I'm hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Now, what are
you're
some
not
of
$1,000 a fart hot.
No.
I'm sorry.
No one is.
No, not
now, what
in
are
my
some
world.
Of my fart selling
Joe,
tips?
Joe, who in the world is hot enough that you would pay $1,000 for their fart? Or would you... is that a thing for you?
It's not a thing for me.
What if I told you you could have any woman's or guy's fart in the world for $50?
Yeah.
You get out your credit card?
I don't want to answer this because I don't want...
people to send you farts?
Because I don't want to go farther down this road.
Okay. Well, I think that's an answer to a degree. How about you?
Yeah. What about you? Who's $1,000 a fart hot?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't want it in a jar if it was a fantasy of mine. I at least want to be like in the same room as the person. Like, who wants just a fart in a jar? I don't care. There's not a hot enough or cool enough person on earth that I would spend any dollars at all to receive one of their farts.
What about in history? I would take I would buy Abe Lincoln's fart for $1,000 in a jar. As long as it was certified, as long as it was carbon dated, like you go to those stores in Vegas that have official merch, like you know that a bunch of people have looked at this and they know it's real. I wouldn't buy a fart off the street if you paid me to.
You don't buy street farts.
No, you'd never buy street farts. But historical farts, yeah, I can see a market for that. If I had Elvis's last fart in a jar.
Oh, man.
I mean, that would actually be worth it.
That was his last breath.
Yeah. I mean,
that was his death rattle.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that's how Elvis sounded when he died. Sounded like a stuttering trumpet.
Yeah.
He farted the way he sang.
Yeah.
He didn't sing like that.
Like a mellow French horn.
A lot of people are interested. A surprising number of listeners are really, really interested in getting into the Margot Robbie fart market, which isn't a thing.
You're going to pay way more than $1,000 for that, I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, for a Margot Robbie fart?
What if it's bootlegged?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you're not paying, if you're paying $1,000 for that, unless it's bootlegged.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.